Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman as we get you set for week four of high school football on Friday night. We'll have a good one inside the Northeast Kansas League with a battle of 3-0s, but we'll get to that in just a moment as we talk Jefferson County North with head coach Jeff Schneider, presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, as we mentioned, you got a battle with a 3-0 McLouth team coming up this week, but boy, what a fun one it was last week for your team. You stay undefeated, a top five matchup in Class 1A. You go on the road, take on Wabunsee. What a game it was. 36-34. We'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts a little bit, but man, just you've had some time now to kind of sit back on that great win. Just what were a few key overall takeaways from your team's big time win on the road?
Well, you know, obviously we played a very talented, very well coached, and very physical Wabunsee team. You know, their quarterback, he was very hard to tackle in the first half. Tremendous athlete. They scored three plays in on us. We were able to answer that. I really liked our opening drive for us. We went 14 plays, took about 9 minutes off the clock, and answered back to take the lead. But that first half just kind of back and forth, man. They scored again and we returned the kickoff, and it's kind of like a tennis match. You know, you're watching it going back and forth that entire first half. That really kind of shifted gears when we went into the second half. You know, we're proud of our guys for facing a lot of adversity and then just the way they kind of stared it down. We were down 10 in the first half at one point in time and got it cut to 4 by half, but continued to play well on both sides of the ball, a lot better defensively the second half tackling wise. We actually ended up with a 10-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. So we were down 10 and ended up being up 10 over the course of that game. You know, like I said, they're pretty resilient over there as well too. So they scored in the late fourth, gave us about 5.5 minutes left on the clock there. And as much as I liked our first drive, I really liked our last drive. Took 9 plays, converted multiple first downs and got the ball inside the 5-yard line. And then our last couple of plays, we were just trying to run the clock out so we didn't have to kick it off back to them. You know, really good drive. I thought our guys made plays over the entire night, both offense and defense, whenever we were able to. And then, you know, like I said, they're a tremendous team. So a big win for us, obviously.
Well, you mentioned again, it was back and forth in the first half, and then you kind of flipped that script where at one point you were down 10, and then in the second half you find yourself up 10, able to hold on for the win. But were there key adjustments made going into the second half? Could you see adjustments on their end as well?
Well, I think both teams were really amped at the very beginning of the game. So they scored right off. We did not tackle very well. It was, you know, a little bit rainy that night, but I'll tell you, their quarterback, you know, he could win the probably dates me here a little bit, but he could win the Grease Big contest at the county fair. He was just tough to tackle. You know, like the kid at recess that never you don't ever catch him whenever you're playing tag. He tremendous athlete. They have good size up front. As far as us, you know, defensively, I thought we did a good job containing, just missed tackles the first half. The second half, I thought we did a lot better job of tackling. You know, it got to the point where I thought just a lot of key moments, you know, third down conversion, we were 5 of 10. We got them when we needed to extend our drives, that sort of thing, especially down, like I said, down the stretch. We ended up winning the time of possession by about 8 minutes. And, like I said, 5.5 of that was that last drive. So pretty even ball game all the way through. I thought it was very well played on both sides. Just really, our kids just kept clawing and fighting and scratching, and I don't think there was ever a moment of panic. And I'd say a lot of that comes out of you know, the senior leadership that we have this year. Just very proud of our guys.
First time since 2019, the Chargers have won their first 3 games of the season. Now you transition, you try to keep it rolling, you get another 3-0 team this week, and surprisingly, it's McLouth. How about the Bulldogs and what they've done through the first few weeks of the season? You know, they got certainly some talent on both sides of the ball, but man, a 3-0 McLouth team, certainly one of the better surprises in our area. But what do you see from them, and what kind of matchup do you expect this week?
Well, I'd expect a very physical matchup again this week. Obviously, they're off to a tremendous start, running a little bit of an unbalanced single wing type offense, and I really think it suits their style. They've got good size all the way across their offensive line. They've got big kids up there at all 5 positions, and they're coming off the ball hard. You can see that on their film. They are getting downhill and speed in the backfield. They've got athletes back there, and I think they're utilizing them very well. You know, obviously brand new head coach, and we're getting to the midpoint of the season when he's probably got things installed here, and a lot of those wins will give you a lot of confidence, and I think he's got things rolling there. They presented a really the same kind of thing we talked about with ours. You know, you can take 8 or 10 minutes off the clock in their offense, and that's something that we're going to have to really try to control. When they are working downhill like they are and coming off the ball, you can't you can't create seams. You got to take on blocks. You got to get off blocks, and you got to make sure you're making tackles, because if you create seams, they have the speed to take it to the house. So, you know, hopefully last week was a building block for us on that, but I'm telling you, McClough's got a lot of building blocks going for them this year as well, too.
Yeah, they're averaging about 34 points per game, and they hung up 52 against Morehill Mount Academy in their win last week. You know, again, you talk about they're big up front. They can get downhill, but what do you guys got to do defensively to make sure you get that slowed down?
Well, I think you got to be physical at the point of attack. You know, they're big up front. We've got some size up there as well, too. You have to maintain gap discipline and make sure that you're not creating seams. And then you got to, and this is a point I think that we stress to our guys all the time, you got to stay home and do your job. You know, for as much as we talk about going downhill, their counter game is very, very good. And then I think I really like their play action game. It's something that if you want to stare in the backfield and you know, kind of, and forget to do your job, they can make you pay on that. So, you know, you can see on film, they look good at what they're doing. And obviously, when you're undefeated, your team is buying in and your kids are gaining confidence. So, like I said, we're going to have our hands full this week.
Finally, Coach, few keys, expectations for your week four matchup with McClough.
We talk all the time. You know, we're headed to the midpoint of the season, and you just want to continue to try to get better. You know, you got to make sure that you don't get stagnant. I've talked to that with the senior class. We knew we were talented coming back, but I said the biggest thing that can be a struggle is complacency. And that is something that I don't think you ever want to let creep into your program. We have pointed out, we've watched film, we've done everything we can to try to prepare our guys this week, and they understand the matchup. There's absolutely no doubt. So we're just going to have to go out and continue to play a little bit better and continue to be physical.
Big-time district matchup, and also a very important Northeast Kansas League matchup here in Week 4. Battle of 3-0 teams as Jefferson County North plays host to McClough on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Congrats on the win last week. Good luck this week, of course, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.